The room at Grand Traverse Resort was packed with business leaders from every sector of Northern Michigan. Traverse Connect, which recently merged with the Traverse City Area Chamber of Commerce, hosted the event. Attendees listened to keynote speaker Jeff Korsnick from Fifth Third Bank. He suggested hiring employees with low-level crimes.
But we do know from any number of studies that this is a group that's very large and also very underemployed.
He outlined several studies about the workforce in the U.S. Oftentimes, those who admit on their applications that they have a felony won't get an interview.
And we think the numbers are large enough and the opportunity big enough that this could be one of the solutions to our labor shortage.
But some may fear a blowback from such hires. Korsnick understands the concerns, but says felons can be good employees, especially if they served their time years ago.
But the key thing is to look beyond the criminal record and assess the person.
When employers do that, they might find a good hire. Warren Call, the CEO and president of Traverse Connect, agrees that the workforce gap needs help.
What's clear from the work we've been doing is that we need a skilled workforce. We need workforce at every level of employment. So any novel, unique solutions that can provide that are going to be, I think, embraced.
The idea did not fall on deaf ears. Brian Bowles is a project manager for GFA, a civil engineering company in Traverse City. With the proper screening and capability, his company might consider it.
I don't think we would rule them out, you know, right off the bat. I think it's a question of if the skill set was there. That's probably the biggest limiting factor we have is finding people with the necessary skill sets for our business.
Some companies already are helping convicted felons find jobs. Networks Northwest has an offenders program. And DTE Energy also works with the Michigan Department of Corrections to hire employees for various jobs. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Noelle Riley.